This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Stock futures are lower and oil prices higher after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada and 10% tariffs on goods from China. The tariffs could raise the price of a whole range of goods, including gasoline, cars, trucks, produce, electronics, and more. President Trump admitting,
we may have short-term some little pain.
Canada announcing equal retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. Mexico expected to do the same on Monday. Multiple sources telling ABC News the Treasury Department has granted Elon Musk access to the federal payment system, a move sparking backlash. Critics fear political interference, while Treasury officials insist safeguards remain in place. It in effect gives Musk access to the government system that pays his companies billions of dollars. Kendrick Lamar has won Record of the Year for Not Like Us at the 2025 Grammys. Taylor Swift presented the award for Best Country Album to Beyoncé for her groundbreaking Cowboy Carter. This is ABC News. And several sources tell ABC News that today, potentially thousands of FBI employees who were identified as having participated in investigations or prosecutions related to January 6th were sent a questionnaire to fill out, seeking to determine exactly what their roles were in those cases. The sources say the questionnaire is raising questions and concerns within FBI ranks. A coincidental settlement related to the police custody death of George Floyd. ABC's Chuck Severson.
The city of Minneapolis has agreed to pay $600,000 to settle a lawsuit by a woman who alleged that ex-officer Derek Chauvin hauled her from her minivan and pinned her to the ground with his knee to her back in January 2020, 4 months before he put his knee to George Floyd, who died. Patty Day used to work for the Public Works Department. She alleged excessive force and a wrongful arrest.
Minneapolis has now paid police misconduct settlements totaling more than $36 million for cases involving Derek Chauvin. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Almaus Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Almaus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. I've got details about the happy hour of love just around the corner, but first a double dip of the flavor that kills. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
that you can't open up alone. Fiction aisle, I say put it in your other file. You'll be looking behind your back whenever you see a new face approach you with a smile. How can I let go? How can I forget and say his memories just won't work? Tell me they gotta change. You can rip yourself up, but you're just a cat and you can't help in the dark alone.
On Civic Media, we are local music, a double dip of the flavor that kills. That is Home, Hip Dippy Squared, kick off the 7 o'clock hour. WMDX 92.7 and Max Inc. presents the Happy Hour of Love. It's happening on a Valentine's Day, Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, featuring the flavor that kills and a brand new band out of Madison called Mothballs. Now, the show opens at 4 o'clock, where the doors open at 4 o'clock. The show starts at 5 o'clock. I will be there emceeing the show. So please stop by, say hello. Let's have a drink. Let's maybe have a slow dance together. It's okay. It's Valentine's Day. It's the Happy Hour of Love at the Gamma Ray Bar. Get your advance tickets right now at gammaray.bar. Presented by Max Inc. Radio and WMDX 92.7. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Original local music from Wisconsin. We still got a lot of show ahead of us here. Joey B. Banks and Yuel Lopez Rodriguez will pop in from Automatic Lover tonight. Also, a brand new band that Joey's working with, Play Machine. We'll get all the details after 7:30 tonight. Coming up after 8 o'clock, Michael Graff with Terry Barr. Michael is the movie writer, director for the brand new movie here in Wisconsin called Green and Gold. We're going to hear all about that after 8 o'clock. And in the 9 o'clock hour, Natty Nation, Ja Boogie will be on the phone with me to talk about the Bob Marley birthday bash coming up at the High Noon Saloon. Rob Roberts will check in after 10 o'clock with After Hours. In the meantime, I got brand new music from Yanni just around the corner. And we'll do some Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball, too. And Gabe Berdulis later this hour. Right now, I have brand new music from Mr. Sam Lyons. He just dropped a brand new full-length album. It's a self-titled album, simply called Sam Lyons. Here's the first track off the album. It's called Water to Wine. Brand new Sam Lyons. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Holding my head, trying to plan out the rest of my life, from water to wine. Seeing it through, got me waiting on you, it's alright, I'll feel it this time. Don't go off and wish it back, the best is gone, so move on. You see, it's coming around and already. is destined to be in your life. Relax and unwind. Don't go off and wish it back. The past is gone, so move along. You will find that what you seek is coming around and already found. So fly.
Miles with no one around. A couple houses.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music from Yanni out of Wisconsin. That song is called Him and Her. The name of the new EP from Yanni is called En Route to Madison. The EP delivers four danceable, humble, and personal tracks that will leave you feeling really good, and you'll be talking about it for a long time. We're going to talk with Yanni in a couple of weeks. He'll be on the show on Saturday, February 15th. Milwaukee's Greg Ball and the Wrecking Ball is just around the corner, but right now is Bagdag Scuba Review. Their song, Water. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just fall, and if you don't jump, your hopes are fading. You know I had me. but I wasn't what I thought that I'd see. And now I'm next in line for salvation. Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me?
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's 99 from Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. Hey, you can see Greg Hall performing a solo show tonight if you're in Tupelo, Wisconsin at Muddy's Bar and Grill. If you're listening to us on 107.5 WLAK in Amory. And for those of you listening to 1490 WLCX in La Crosse, you can see the full band perform at Popcorn Tavern on 4th Street in La Crosse on Saturday, February 8th. Hey, just around the corner, we got Joey B. Banks, Uriel Lopez Rodriguez from Automatic Lover and Play Machine stopping in. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You can come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You see the full menu and all the upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside the Northgate Mall in Madison. They got cat and kitten adoptions, organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Check them out right now. Noah's Ark Pet Store in Madison.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza. Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Elena, tú que estás bien buena, Elena, amor.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Automatic Lover and Helena. That was your number one most played song in 2024 on Max Inc. Radio.
Is Bravo.
Crazy. Hey, folks, how you doing? Welcome to Max Inc. Original local music from Wisconsin. I'm joined in the studio here tonight by three awesome people from Automatic Lover. We got Brett here. We got Urel. We got Joey B. Banks. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping in tonight. Hey, let's talk about Automatic Lover, because you all were a band that exploded on the scene last year here in Madison, and we love it. Basically, Atwood Fest was kind of the main big show that where everybody, that had been a great experience for you. Get up on stage on the Clydesdale Field stage and see the sea of people while you're performing to them.
Yeah, it was a great time. We worked really hard to get up to that point. We had only a couple shows before that.
It was hot.
It was really hot.
It's always hot at Atwood Fest.
I was melting.
Urel, what are you guys working on these days? Automatic Lover. What are you cooking for 2025?
We have some shows coming up. We are playing actually Thursday. It's Thursday, and February 8th at Gamma Ray here in Madison.
And we're going to talk about that show more in detail in just a couple of minutes. I understand you guys might be writing and possibly recording some new music soon.
Yeah, actually, we are in the middle of some recordings already. However, we are making some new tunes with our new drummer, which is Joey Banks.
And what was that like? In the search of the new drummer, what was the search? How did Joey B. Banks and Automatic Lover connect? What was that story?
Well, we needed a drummer to fill in for Atwood Fest, and our last drummer had some other things going on. And Joey worked out great. He learned the songs it was crazy how quickly he learned the songs. And then we had a couple more shows after that he filled in for. And then our original drummer couldn't do it anymore. So we asked him, and thankfully he said, yeah.
We were meant to be.
Yes.
Because I think we asked like 10 different people, and all 10 different people, they mentioned their first top like choice was Joey. Mr. Joey Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Joey B. Banks.
Joey, the music is definitely in your wheelhouse. You had to be pretty excited to join this band.
Yeah, I was. Actually, the music was obviously a big part of joining the group. The Latin aspect of it, and the fusion, Latin fusion aspect of it, the Latin funk and pop fusion. There's just a lot of cool styles that I don't get to do with anybody else that I get to do with this band. And it's real fun, energy. It's original, which is great. It's great to be in an original band and do original music that people love to hear. Yeah. It's got great energy, and songs are well written, and I love playing with these guys.
Who else is in the band? What do they do? What's the lineup of Automatic Lover right now?
We have in sax Nick Bartel, trombone Jamie Camber, trumpet Mike Bowman. Keyboards Matthew Rife, guitar player Shannon Galligan, here with us Brett Farry, Ferry on bass, Joey B. Banks drums, and myself Yuri Lopez singing.
And you bring one heck of a strong stage presence. Yes, I know so. I've seen you guys play three times. And that's the part of the fun about seeing Automatic Lover, is because you bring the show to the front. You don't play a musical instrument up front. Or you do sometimes.
I'm going to. I'm going to be playing guitar in a couple of songs and some percussions, minor percussions, but that's it.
That's like, new, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be doing that soon.
He's not giving it all to you, right? He's saving some, you know. He's quite an instrumentalist and musician. So.
Yeah, we have a few plans going on, and putting some maybe some turntables or something, like a scratching, DJing the live shows. Let's see.
Yeah, for the EDM segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the ever important EDM that brings the kids in, right? Joey, how many how many drumming projects are you in now? About 14, 17?
Yeah, I would like to preface that my answer with saying that everything I'm doing, I love doing, and I'm only doing what I want to do. So with that said...
you're living a life, yeah.
It's great. Steely Dane, obviously. My bands, the Funky JBs and the JB3s, Automatic Lover, Play Machine. I'm still hanging on to the Thieves. We're still hanging in there after 40 years of being a band. That group will probably be doing a couple shows this summer.
Nice.
Really good, man.
And I'm in a Jimi Hendrix tribute with Dennis Shepard from Steely Dane called Up From the Skies.
No kidding.
We're actually playing this weekend.
Who's playing guitar?
Dennis Shepard.
Really?
Dennis Shepard and Kurt Bauer and Todd Phipps. It's a quartet. Oh. And we do four albums of Jimmy material.
No kidding.
And this is our second time playing at this Pet Skull Brewing Company on Saturday. Up in Manitowoc. So I'm in Oshkosh with Steely at the Grand Theater Friday, and then scoot up to Manitowoc on Saturday to play with them.
What's the name of that Jimi Hendrix?
Up From the Skies.
Up From the Skies.
The Music of Jimi Hendrix.
I like that. I got to check that out.
Yeah. It's a cool song, too. It's a song. It's a song played with brushes, actually.
Nice.
It's a real cool little jazzy kind of tune. So check it out.
Love Hendrix. Definitely check that out. And another band that's brand new that we're going to talk about that in the show. We're also going to play a song from Play Machine in just a couple of minutes. Now, this is a new band, Joey, of yours. Talk about this.
It's really a collaborative producer effort that I'm doing with Brian Liston. So we're both writing songs together, and the bulk of the tunes that we've been performing recently are mostly songs that he's created and allowed me to drum on. But it's just a duo, and so we do a lot of produced music, and I have the headphones on with the click track going, and the sequences are going, and backing tracks and stuff like that. But it's again, really real fun, original music that kind of bridges, has a wide range of, it's more like art pop meets EDM. Basically, because we do all of it.
Go ahead, sorry.
And it's original. And again, it's fun. We do little video segments behind our show, too, because Brian is a big video head. He's a video, his studio is a sound and video studio, Clutch Studios. So,
the mighty Clutch Studio. We're going to play the song Blanket here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And this is brand new. It's not officially released yet, is it?
It's released, and there's a video that goes along with it that's on YouTube. You can check out. But yeah, it's been released.
And Play Machine, any plans to play some EPs or get some albums rolling here soon?
Yeah. Actually, we're working on some original stuff right now, and definitely working on trying to get something released soon within a year.
Awesome. And in the meantime, Automatic Lover and Play Machine, you guys are playing a few shows together. The one you just mentioned, URL, is Saturday, February 8th in Madison here at the Gamma Ray Bar.
Yes.
Yes, not Thursday.
Here in
Saturday.
The neighborhood.
Saturday.
Saturday, here in the neighborhood.
Just up the hill. That's a great little venue. Have you played there yet or no?
Not yet. It's going to be our first time.
I haven't played there yet.
I played there with Gabe Berdulis, actually, for his Christmas homecoming show.
Homecoming, yeah.
The day after somebody's heart attack. I arrived with those drums on the stage still from the night before, so
that had been a little awkward for you.
It was
because you and Rocker go way back, you know.
Well, we go back a few decades.
A few decades, just a few. So anyway, that show is happening Saturday, February 8th at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's gonna be a fun show. Automatic Lover, Play Machine. Anybody else on the bill for that one?
No, it's just us.
It's just us.
And we've been, for me, it's, two new bands I'm playing with, and the drum setup is similar, and I'm using electronics, and it's kind of a hybrid kit with electronics and acoustic mixed and with both groups. So it's kind of cool to have that opportunity to play with both bands, and we're both kind of getting out there at the same time, and trying to develop a fan base and get people to our shows. So it's kind of really a new beginning for both groups.
I think it's been fun just supporting each other too.
Yeah, like, you absolutely.
Know, we're both doing original music and we're just having a great time doing it. So
that's what it's all about, is having a good time. And I appreciate, personally, I'll appreciate the original music. And then a month later, March 7th, you guys are heading down to Chicago, playing at Reggie's down there.
Yeah.
Great venue in Chicago. Yep. And bringing the dance party to Chi-Town.
Yeah. I think, I book bands and I have relationships with some venues. So, I just kind of try to push what I believe in and what I want to do into those venues. And also, it's getting some Madison representation in Chicago, a stream of Madison artists into that venue specifically, which is a pretty high-level venue for Chicago. And it's hard for Chicago people to get into that venue, let alone people outside of the 125-mile radius. So, we're going to play there. Hopefully we can have a regular, quarterly kind of thing going on there and then expand from there. But Reggie's is super cool. We're playing in the Music Shack.
Nice.
And if you're in Chicago, if you want to take a road trip and come check out some Madison bands in Chicago at a Chicago venue, get a hotel, hang out the Navy Pier, go to some shop. You can make
a great venue.
You can make a whole weekend out of coming to see a show. Yeah. So.
Music Vacations by Joey B. Banks. Yeah. I love it. Joey, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your stories with us. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure to come on the show, for sure.
Ural, it's great to see you again.
Thank you so
Congratulations on all the success with Automatic Love.
Thank you so much,
Brett, it's great to meet you again here at the studio.
Yeah, you too.
Appreciate you guys coming in. Let's hear Blanket. This is from Play Machine. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Now look, see, when she came at me, there was nothing to do. My first fatality stuck a mirror into blue. They stare at mirrors and stars on my floors. The sight of a snow-filled sky.
Dangerous road, we keep going.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That song is Dangerous Road. That's Play Machine on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, thanks to Ruel, Joey, and Brett for stopping in from Automatic Lover and Play Machine. You can see those two bands perform live next Saturday night at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, Saturday, February 8th. Get your advance tickets right now at gammaray.bar. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We got another hour of great local rock heading your way. We got music from Psycho Swank just around the corner. We'll do a double dip of Sunspot. And Terry Barr chats with writer and director Michael Graff from the brand new film Green and Gold that's being released this weekend. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on Max Inc. Radio. You know, Gabe Berdoulas' name was invoked in the last interview, so let's hear some Gabe Berdoulas trio. Joey's on drums. This is Blue Plate Diner. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I went to kiss the baby Jesus Christmas Eve in Mexico. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. I saw my salvation in one go. I went to kiss the baby Jesus, but I missed it by a mile. I went to kiss the baby Jesus, he's got a shut down a side aisle. And it was like the same little dude, been waving from the altar all the while. It was like the same little dude, didn't have the same style. I got a shut down a side aisle. I got a shut down a side aisle. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Christmas Eve in Mexico, I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Saw my salvation in one go. But I got the back of baby Jesus, held by the back of priest. I got the back of baby Jesus, missed my chance at release. And it was not the same. Now if you kiss the baby Jesus, and it's true remorse you show, angels on high surely please us, but if it's a phony they will know. And it was not the same little dude, been waiting from the altar all the while. It was not the same little dude, just didn't have the same style. Cause I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side eye.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump over the weekend imposing trade tariffs on the United States' biggest trading partners, 10% on goods from China, 25% on those from Mexico and Canada. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on the impact for Americans.
The auto sector, highly exposed. New car prices could go up $3,000 on average if the tariffs stay in effect. And with 60% of imported crude oil coming from Canada, drivers could feel pain at the pump, too. Gas Buddies says prices could rise 20 cents in regions like the Midwest and Northeast.
Right back at you. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will implement 25% tariffs on U.S. goods. Mexico expected to do the same on Monday. Hundreds of demonstrators marched on the 101 freeway in downtown Los Angeles Sunday in what was called a protest against deportations. Dozens of victims of families of the airliner and the Army helicopter that collided near Washington, D.C., gathering near the scene for Memorial Sunday. This is ABC News. Major League Baseball announcing today that former Commissioner Faye Vincent, who